Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston's mayoral race is heating up ahead of the first scheduled debate later this month. The incumbent mayor, Thomas Menino, is being challenged by city councilors Michael Flaherty and Sam Yoon and developer Kevin McRae. The Menino and Yoon campaigns clashed last week when Councilor Yoon called the city's Elderly Commission a political arm of the Menino administration. Menino's chief of staff called the remarks untrue and disingenuous. As part of our coverage of the race, we've been profiling the candidates. So far, we've met Menino and McRae, and today, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis introduces us to at-large city councilor Sam Yoon.
Sam Yoon is addressing a meeting of real estate developers and nonprofit workers. A group of young, well-educated professionals is a perfect crowd for Yoon. But he still starts the same way he always does.
If I could just take you back real quick to my birth.
If you've ever seen Sam Yoon, the first thing you notice is just how young he looks. So the first thing he does is try and portray himself as a grown-up.
Real briefly, in 1970, and I do say 1970, so those of you who are good at math can tell I'm 39 years old.
It's all right.
And I say that because I still get carded when I go into a bar. I want you to know, especially for those of you who are voting this year, I am not fresh out of college.
The next thing he typically talks about is his parents, how they left South Korea when he was a baby, so Yoon would grow up in this country.
We're growing up in central Pennsylvania. Yes, it's Amish country. Very few people who look like me. And so this is a natural question. Why? Why did we come from Korea to this place? For our education.
Yoon went on to study at Princeton University. He taught middle school in Trenton, New Jersey for a couple of years before going back to school at Harvard. Yoon studied economic development at the Kennedy School of Government and then went to work at nonprofits around Boston, focused on affordable housing. In 2005, he won a citywide seat on the Boston City Council, thanks mainly to minority voters and white progressives. Recently, Yoon's campaign packed Slade's Bar and Grill in Roxbury for a fundraiser. Yoon wowed supporters when he accompanied the jazz band on the piano. A virtual who's who of Black Boston showed up for the event, including attorney James Dilday. He lives in Dorchester and has supported Menino in the past, but not this time.
I think that Sam Yoon is showing the minority community that he is one of them, that he feels the issues that they feel, he understands that what their needs are, and that he can communicate with them in a way that I think Mayor Menino cannot. I think he can show people that he will do positive things on their behalf. And I think when you talk about Mayor Menino, you're talking about a person who's been entrenched for a long time and is quite comfortable and takes a lot of things for granted and takes people for granted. And I think he took the minority community of Boston for granted.
Voters like this should worry Mayor Tom Menino. He has long counted on African Americans, Latinos, and lefties. That's according to Larry DeCara, a former longtime city councilor who continues to watch City Hall.
It's really a question of Sam Yoon being very similar to many of the people who are the non-traditional voters. He is not from Boston. He is highly educated. He is left of center. These are folks who voted for Deval Patrick, they voted for Barack Obama, and the question is, will they vote? And if they vote, they could vote for Sam Yoon.
Yoon appeals to young people and new voters, in part because his campaign tries to make the mayor look like a throwback to another era. Yoon talks a lot about transparency and how he wants to decentralize power away from the mayor's office. Here are two good examples of that. He wants half the school committee members to be elected instead of all being appointed by the mayor. He also wants to abolish the Boston Redevelopment Authority, the quasi-governmental agency in charge of land development in Boston.
The Boston Redevelopment Authority controls billions of dollars of real estate and land in our city, and it is a black box that is controlled by one person, by the mayor. That institution is obsolete. And we should get in line with the rest of the country where cities have things, it's called a planning department.
Yoon's colleagues from his days as an activist say he would be a collaborative mayor and look for the best solutions regardless of where they come from. Jeremy Liu worked closely with Yoon in 2002 at the Asian Community Development Corporation. It's a nonprofit in Chinatown where Yoon was in charge of housing. Yoon spearheaded a campaign to get back an important piece of land from the Turnpike Authority to build affordable housing in Chinatown. He wrote legislation, lobbied Beacon Hill, and organized residents and business owners. Yoon's campaign worked.
It's the biggest victory the community has had working together proactively for what it wants to see happen.
This is when I realized...
Again, Sam Yoon.
Government not only plays an important role, it could be a very powerful tool for change if you have people on the inside of government who believe that change and progress happens at the grassroots level.
That's what convinced Yoon to run for city council. But the inside of government isn't so comfortable. His colleagues still don't take Yoon very seriously. Attend a meeting, and you see at least one counselor roll his eyes and turn the other way whenever Yoon stands up to speak. Yoon admits to rookie moves in the beginning, but also complains that the group has no power. It's a place where many of the counselors went to grade school together, and some work closely for the mayor.
There's one chief and 13 Indians, you know. That's the way it is around here.
And one of the 13 city councilors is John Tobin. He says Yoon learned early on that good ideas don't get you very far on the council. During his first year, Yoon came up with a plan to help older residents when they sell their homes. He wanted to lower the interest rate on their property taxes.
Sam filed a piece of legislation to reduce it to the state recommended minimum 4%. And he got some good press on it, and it was a good idea. I signed on to it. And the next council meeting, there was an executive order from the mayor's office reducing the percentage from 8% to 4%. There's a little joke around here. When an idea is stolen from the other side of the fifth floor, it means you've been Wi-Fi'd. And so I remember standing up and saying, welcome to the club. You've officially been Wi-Fi'd.
Once that happened, Yoon quickly chose another strategy, going back to the community. During that same first year in office, he started a sort of traveling roadshow on the city budget. He gave PowerPoint presentations from Dorchester to Beacon Hill. Yoon claims this as his most significant achievement during his 4 years on the council. This may have won big points with voters, but Tobin says it annoyed the other councilors. Many of them dismiss Yoon as naive and question his moxie, running for mayor after just 2 terms on the council. Tobin admires Yoon's independence, but says he can't imagine him as mayor. He considers him far too wonky. But he also says Yoon knows what voters want.
You run at large for the first time and win. It's quite an accomplishment. It's something, you know, Michael Flaherty didn't do it. John Connolly didn't do it. Felix Arroyo didn't do it the first time. And this kid did it. You get some people, their name recognition, they've been around the block a few times. They worked in agencies. They worked in the city. They got 1,000 first cousins there. Sam came in with none of that. I mean, his name recognition was probably zero outside of, you know, where he worked in Chinatown and perhaps the street he lives on in Dorchester.
Yoon says he's heard it all before, that he's too green and not ready for the job. If voters want career politicians, Yoon says they should vote for Menino or City Councilor Michael Flaherty. However, if voters want someone with direct experience working in schools and creating affordable housing, someone who will transform Boston, Sam Yoon says he's the only choice. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.